You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You ever see a survey and you're like, the people that responded lied? They definitely lied. Or they didn't really do a survey, they just made up some numbers. That might be what's going on here.
Their sample size was like 6.
Maybe that would explain it. Now, they say they surveyed 490 people in an online poll. Would you get a penny out of a urinal if you're a guy and you were in there and you saw a penny in there? And that says that 62 out of the 490 people, 13%, said yes, absolutely.
That's a lie.
There is no way.
That is 100% a lie.
Yeah, why would you grab a penny out of a urinal? Like, I'm not even picking them up off the street.
No, I think even the most desperate person on earth is not taking a penny out of a urinal.
What's the lowest financial reward you would pull out of a urinal? Would you pull a wet $20 bill out of the urinal? I wouldn't.
No.
I have to go in barehanded. I can't use like a bag or a glove or anything.
I mean, no. I mean,
barehanded.
It's something I would have to.
You could grab it with toilet paper or whatever. Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because it's still going to be wet. I have to, like, what? Put it on the. In my mind, it's happening at an airport because that's where urinals are the grossest.
Agreed.
So then I have to carry it with me somehow until I get to the hotel and put it on the air conditioner.
I mean, I guess you could at least rinse it off in the sink.
My urine Andrew Jackson dry out.
No, you take it immediately to Hudson News.
And get one bag of beef jerky.
Right.
I mean, I would probably, if I did that, I would take it immediately to the sink and put soap and water all over it. You can't, water is not going to hurt a bill. They're not made of regular paper, so it's fine. But I still don't think I would do it because my brain would tell me this. Let's say I'm at the airport. My brain says, I'm going to grossly pull out this $20 bill from a urinal, this wet bill, and I'm going to discover there's no back on it, and it's just one of those novelty things that
it says, like, God loves you.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I'm just a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real. So, no, no thanks.
In the comments, one person said, a penny, why would you even consider it? I won't even bend over to pick up a penny off the ground. Very similar to what Kelly said.
No, a penny to me is only something to aim at. If it's in the urinal, you go, oh, something to shoot for. You know, like when they put those little like the little cartoon bee on the back and it says, like, aim here for idiots who don't know where to aim.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting. And also,
would you say
so false?
13%?
Yeah. I just don't.
People
just
it.
Said yes. To be trolls.
A There's penny. No, I mean, like, maybe $100.
$100, yeah, I would.
Like, we had a friend one time who was barfing into the bathroom at a party. It was our house party. And I don't know if it was, like, a bill in his, like, little front pocket on his shirt or what, but he dropped a $20 bill into the toilet when all this was happening. I think it was $20. It might have been a 50 or 100. And my roommate at the time put her hand in a little bag and then reached in there, grabbed it, rinsed it off. No problem. He put it right back in his shirt. And I was like, I would do that, maybe.
It's different if it's mine.
Yeah.
And it's at a house.
And there's something different about barf and pee. I don't know why, but pee or poop is so much nastier than barf to me. But I had another friend at a music festival drop his cell phone into a porta potty, and he reached into the porta potty and got it. I know. And he had a blue hand from doing that, like a little tint of blue.
Well, I don't think I'd do that.
And then he had to walk all the way to the other side of this music festival to go into the only restaurant that was, like, on the property where they did it and ask if he could wash his hand. And then his phone didn't even work.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like,
And why would you put that up to your face after that? You trying to get a rash?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I would have never been comfortable using that phone.
No.
Especially now. Like, you know, like, years ago, when you couldn't just transfer data, there was no regular cloud.
Yes.
And all your contact information was on there, all your photos.
Might have been different.
Maybe different, but now, if I dropped it now, I'd be pissed because they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I know all that stuff is somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So I would go. I would go out, find a stick, and just shove it right into the bottom, so nobody else was gonna take it.
Yeah,
and get my data or anything else, and then just go out. I guess I'll go to the store when I'm away from this festival.
You go, hold this porta potty for me. And then you go, they see you traipsing around. They're like, there's a line of people like, I got to go. You come back with a stick. You're like, just got to take care of something. And you go into the bathroom and come out a few minutes later. They're like, what did that guy do with that stick?
Oh, no, it's nobody. I clogged it's the porta potty.
It's brown up 3.5 feet.
Yeah.
And they're like, he shoved it in himself. He's weird.
Yeah, porta potty. Porta potty is gone for good. There's nothing worth it. Mm-mm. Nothing at all.
No. Arvin joins us. Hello, Arvin.
What's up, guys? The Coke guy, formerly Coke guy, retired. How you guys all been?
I was going to say.
Hello, Kelly. Never met Kelly, but hello.
Hi.
A bar.
We got to get back up to New Jersey.
We do.
I know.
Yes, you do, by the way. Steve might know it. It's Hunter Valley Inn at Hunter Mountain. We also call it HIVs.
Okay.
It was so vile throughout the night, couple of singles in the urinal, quarter beers. So everybody's in there throughout the night. And then there's a five. So now you got like $8. A couple hours later, it's 10.
So wait, total like 20. People are throwing money in the urinal? Like they're like, oh, let's see how much this has to get. Okay.
So now it's become a game.
Vile, disgusting, and there's vomit, busted bottles all over the floor. You can't go there sober, but it's the greatest time, unless you go sober.
Okay, throughout
the night, now there's $27 at the last time I counted it, and I'm telling my wife, my girlfriend at the time, I said, you got to see what's in here. And so my buddy goes, I don't believe it. He comes in, and it was gone.
Somebody took the money.
I
mean, somebody finally took the
money. Somebody cashed out.
That is an interesting social experiment. Like, how much money do I have to keep adding before somebody goes hand deep?
Yeah.
I was surprised it went to 27 with a college crowd. But hey,
right?
I actually
a drunk college crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
all right, guys.
Thank you, Arvin. Thank you, buddy.
Man. I mean, always be Coke guy to me.
Everybody, yeah. It's Coke guy. Called like the first week we were on the air in New Jersey in 2002.
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty cool. What,
okay. Yeah, I've known that guy half my life.
Yeah, right?
We're talking slinging drugs.
Coca-Cola.
No. Coca-Cola. He was a driver. Yeah, he was a delivery driver. Yeah,
I was like, you guys are saying it so casually that I assume it's Coca-Cola, but I really did have to ask because it's New Jersey.
You know we'd have bigger nerd energy if it was like, it was cocaine. Mr.
Man.
White Powder. Oh, he's rubbing it on his gums with his index finger. Oh, get it right in there. Sublingual.
Tastes like almonds.
Tastes like almonds. Want to hear something that no one's going to want for their computer that one of the large companies is saying? No, everybody's going to want it.
Yeah.
And maybe this, you know, mark this down in the library of things I say that are stupid later, but I think you'll be on board with me. Yeah,
the free beer missed the mark file.
Windows, for those who still use the operating system Windows, which is still quite a few people.
Still a thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. Is adding something called Recall. And it works in tandem with Microsoft's AI, Copilot. And they're hyping it as a way to retrace your steps, allowing you to quickly flip through all the stuff you've been using for and doing on your computer online through your messages, inside apps, and even with video conferencing. It's basically like browser history, but excuse me, on steroids, and all of it is being analyzed 100% all of the time by artificial intelligence. A lot of people are hearing this and thinking, wow, this is the ultimate Big Brother, keeping track of every keystroke and everything you do on your computer in a way that's connected back to
Microsoft
company.
I don't care for that.
They say, what if there's privacy failure? What if it becomes a target for bad actors? What if it offers incentives to corporations, advertisers, or government agencies? But Microsoft says, we have considered all of this. The data will be encrypted on your hard drive, they say. Copilot works locally on your computer, so is not being sent away or accessible in a cloud. Now, I can't think of any company that's ever told us that the data would be deleted and it's gone forever, and then it suddenly pops back up.
Mm. No, can't think of a one.
Like Apple recently and probably others.
Mm-hmm.
They say you can pause the screen recording at any time. You can delete any data that you don't want to remember. It also won't record anything from private browsers. The data is only available to the person whose profile was used to sign in to the device. It also will not be added randomly to your machine and your computer when you do an update. You have to purchase the new Copilot Plus PC's chip. It's only being tested in preview status. Does that sound... I guess I don't use my computer enough in ways that that would even be beneficial to me. I can't think of many times I've needed to retrace my steps unless it's like, oops, I accidentally deleted an email. And generally now, like with Gmail, you can go to the all mail section and get it back that way.
I feel like I can already search, especially on my Mac. There have been times when we've just tried to figure out what day was that. I'm like, I know we talked about it in our group message, or I know there was audio. I can search the one word like pomegranate or whatever it is, and it'll pop up where it shows up in my messages, on any saved documents, any saved audio. So I kind of feel like that's already a thing. I just don't have it incorporated with my web browser because then I can do that on my own on my web browser.
Right.
Just kind of feel like that's
maybe the, and
a bunch of ideas that have already happened combined into one.
Yeah. Well, and that's how that doesn't sound like any different than when Apple was using Time Machine, where you could go back.
Yeah.
I still use Time Machine.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's just, it doesn't get talked about very
except
much.
Except that that's not getting analyzed by AI. That's the only difference. Yeah, you're right.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Yes. Who knows what each update brings?
Back to pulling things out of the potty. This one, if you all think a $20 bill in the urinal is gross. My sister-in-law drunkenly dropped her cell phone in a porta potty outside of a bar one night. Came back the next day with her mom's phone to call it so she could hear it ringing, and then stuck her hand in there and felt around for the vibrations until she pulled it out. It still worked.
Man.
Why do you need it so badly?
I feel like I couldn't clean it enough.
Same.
Even if it's one of the ones that's, you know, fully waterproof or whatever, and I still just feel like I couldn't clean it enough.
No.
Like, because it's got those, you know, the little crevices here and there. The little microphone holes at the bottom.
You're putting it on your face and you're talking into it and it's on your hands and stuff. I don't like that.
I'd trade that thing in so fast.
Yeah.
Like, anything wrong with it? No, it works great.
I would definitely trade it in immediately.
What if you found out, like, because I bought, typically when I buy stuff from Apple, I buy the refurbished ones like the iPad and stuff like that. It comes in a box. It looks brand new, but. What if I found out later that this iPad had been left in a port-a-john for a week?
That would be a real drag. That would be really a surprise.
Because mostly I would be like, well, it's 3 years old or however old it is. I'm guessing like that.
Okay,
and it works fine.
Which would you be more sad about? If you found out that it had been dropped in a port-a-potty for a week, or that somebody who was really into child pornography owned it for like a year? Which one would you prefer?
I think I'd rather have it in a porta-john.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm
because no one's going to go, like, if they go through and they go, hey, bad news, mister, we found some feces in it. I'm going to be like, well, that's unexplainable, but okay.
Okay. Right.
But if they found some remnants of the other one, see you later. End of life.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing left on it from the other person. They're in jail, like, for real. But they were into bad stuff.
I'd still take the feces.
Is that a filter search, like, when you're on Apple's refurbished page? You can say, like... let's see. I want 256 gigs.
Yeah, probably.
Not previous owned by a pervert.
Yeah, feces sunken in toilet. Yeah. Like, give me that one.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just believe that all of these things are just Apple Store things and not from pedophiles or poop dwellers.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Pedophiles or poop dwellers. Oh, such a collection.
Yeah.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.